All right, this is the segment of the show where we do a setting the bar story, which, Kelly, if you were to describe this to someone who's never heard it, what would you say?
It's kind of a cautionary tale of what not to do. Please don't do that. Hope it doesn't happen to you.
Yeah. I almost feel like this is something maybe you would actually argue.
Okay. Lay out the facts.
I mean, just because you're an expert couponer.
Sure.
And could have gotten the merchandise you stole for cheap doesn't mean you can use a coupon when you're busted. Okay.
Oh, all right. Okay, so, I was gonna pay for it,
listen,
and I have a discount.
Listen, here it is. If you can manage to make it through the day without trying to use your Kohl's cash on the judge, you're doing okay. Or the Kohl's cash excuse on the judge, I should say.
Okay.
All right, so a couple guys in Colorado, they stole from Kohl's.
Yeah.
Right. You're a big fan of the Kohl's cash?
Sure.
I know.
Keeps you coming back in.
Look, they said that the items they stole should not be considered a misdemeanor as opposed to a felony because they stole less than $2,000 worth of merchandise.
And when you factor in the Kohl's cash, it's
that's
even less.
Exactly right.
It's even
that's
less.
Exactly right. That's what they said. This
so
is
let's
the,
factor that in.
So
the
this is the basically the spokesperson for the attorney's office explaining the legal strategy behind it.
The defense argued and tried to convince a jury that these two defendants should not be convicted of felony theft, but rather a misdemeanor charge.
Uh-huh.
We argued that it didn't really matter if the items were on sale or were discounted. Those discounts and sales prices should apply to
who?
Paying customers only, not thieves.
Got it.
So they were like, listen, you can't say that we stole $2,000 worth of stuff because
you factor in the Kohl's cash and my
reward
points.
It was on sale. I got points. It would have been less than that. So
absolutely. You need to factor that in.
Your argument is unjust.
I really like the strategy, though.
They tried.
They were probably trying to come, all right, how can we spin this?
They did. They tried. They
were
really
caught red-handed. All right, fine.
They really tried.
How do we explain it away, though?
Well, the jury convicted them of felony theft.
There had to have been at least one person on the jury, though. It's like, you know what? They're kind of right.
I mean, they kind of make an argument. I mean, they got some good deals.
They did. I mean, when work the system sometimes, you can sometimes, like, get the sale price, and then if you have Kohl's cash on top of that, I mean, you could save
I know.
A big day.
I mean, they were trying to say, but judge, look,
you got to factor
that. With
all
these deep discounts, you can't give me the MSRP on these.
Exactly. It's not the full retail price. That is, look at the ad. It's on sale this week, and then I had this much in Kohl's cash.
Exactly. Yeah. So, again, I feel like this is almost an argument that you might take.
Very well
if
be me.
You were in that
if
situation.
I turned to a life of crime.
Yep.
Okay.
So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without trying to use the Kohl's cash excuse on the judge, then you're doing okay.
Next time, just use the Kohl's cash to actually try to buy the stuff.
Yeah, there you go. That's your Set of the Bar story.